Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukelanga enjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 2023 ngutabo kanqube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. So make no mistake.
Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke okudingakalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas.
So namhla uqalisile yecriminal assault yeqalisile isithethi siyabiza ama-witness zawo angu-2 sokusele i-witness eli-1 umntakakomplainant. So imeta i-postponed to the 17th of November.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga ejele lephalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili. Umbukiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganisa nganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke ekudingayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo edluleyo. Umphathintambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ukhuluma ngosekelo abaluphayo ese-Israel.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft.
Ibutho lethu elilezikebhe zempi ezinkulu selifikile kulindawo likhokhelwa isikebhe esikhulu kwedlula zonke ezisemazweni omhlaba. Njalo ibutho leMelika lilungiselele ukuthumela laloba iziphi izikhali nxa kungaba le ndingeko. Ngakho iMelika izabona ukuthi i-Israel izathola konke kudingayo ukuzivikela ngoba i-Israel ilelungelo lokuvikela izizalwane zalo. Lesi yisikhathi sokuthi kube lokuvikeleka hatshi ukuthi thibala. Sizaqhubekela phambili sikhuluma labangani bethu abakulindawo. Njalo sibona ukuthi konke abakudingayo kuyafika e-Israel.
Rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources.
Lo ube ngumphathintambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ekhuluma ese-Israel. Abokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe bona bathi kumele kube lokuthula ukuze kuvikelwe uZulu ongelacala. I-Studio 7 ikhulumele lomkhokheli webandlaleli elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe.
Ngalo impilo eyenzakalayo ngeyokungcindezela, so yo umbono silawo thina njengamakholwa.
Ye, lapha libona ukuthi kuyini okungaphathisi ukuthi kulungisiswe lolu daba?
Ukuthi udaba lulungisise, amaPalestina kumele bebisele ilizwe lawo.
I-Israel siphindisela ithi yona iHamas lePalestine akube kusehlukaniswa kusaziwa ukuthi ibutho abalihlaselayo ngeleHamas aso lePalestine likubona njani lo?
Ngoba nje banakulobungcindezeli lapha into ekhona ngokuthi eyi thina sikhalela ukugcinwa kwempilo zabantu abantu abalahlekelwa zimpilo ngoba abantu aba-innocent yawasebenzisa. So inkuthazo ekhona kuphela ngeyokuthi hhayi impilo engiyokuncindezeli sibili ngoba umuntu owabizwa ukuzohlala endlini yesethetindlu yomikazi into ekhona ngokuthi aluba kube lokuthula yikho siyokukhulekela ukuthi kube lokuthula.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi-Islam elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe obekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. AmaJuda eZimbabwe wona akhuthaza ukuthi kungaliwa kukhulunyiswane. unobhala obona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe kunhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe uxoxa le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Dambudziko guru ririko ndekuti ihondo yakabva dzakare kwakune vagari vechijudha vaigara muIsrael.
Udubo olukhulu olukhona ngolokuthi yimpi eyaqala kudala kwakulabantu besijuda ababehlala Israel, kodwa udubo olukhulu ngolokuthi kwaba le nguquko ngomnyaka ka-1947 abaningi asebezibona bengabanikazi balindawo njalo bengamakhola esijuda ayisibo banikazi bayo. Ngakho-ke kufanele abantu babonisane ukuze abanikazi bendawo abesijuda bavunyelwe behlale endaweni yabo. Thina sikhatshana ngoba sabuya sazohlala e-Africa kodwa singamajuda ansundu. Esikukhuthazayo ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane kube lokuthula.
Isu tiri kure wongu tingabe netine origin yakafanana ne majuda eku Israel. Asi takazo maigireta tika setla mu Africa ndi kirima black Jews. Isu nongo hopa kuti wano wange wa chitauri rano kuti hondo jese hajiperi ne puti.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobengula obekhuluma ngokudlelana le ngodaba lolu engumkhokheli umnumzana Sheikh Bilal Gwenzi wenhlanganiso ye Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe. Unobhala obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe uxoxele Studio 7 abokholo lesiKristu bona bathi kufanele kukhulekelwe abantu ababhekane lodubo lolu. Umfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist khonapha eKansas eMelika ukhuluma le-Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Izimpi ziyahlupha kufana lasemakhaya ethu. Impi kwezemakhaya asekubizi njengokuthi yimpi, kodwa ke ukwehlukana kwemibono even emulini kuya ngokuthi wena okwenzayo ubolengana umalume oyasekela kumbe umama uzasekela kumbe ubafundisani ku-involve abanye abantu abaningi outside of lilalo babili elikhiyanayo embonweni lowo. Engiya kukho nanko impi ekhona phakathi kwe-Israel lase-Palestine. Ayisiyo mpi ye-Israel le-Palestine, yimpi egoqela umhlaba wonke ngendlela ezihlukeneyo. Amazwe wonke omhlaba alo alesabelo, singabe kuyisabelo esi-expressed or not expressed, kodwa ke kule opinion ekhona. This is an opportunity especially for Christians ukuthi benze umehluko in their own way wherever they are.
Lo ube ngumfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist ekhuluma le-Studio 7 eseMelika. Siphinde saxoxa njalo lenzalwa yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv e-Israel uVivian Nomalanga Bebe ngalolu daba.
Isimo asosisala ngendlela okwenzeke ngakhona namamandi kukhanya ngokuthabathuma abantwana intamo like abantwana bangasika 40 kanti kodwa angingawaboni amavidio ngakhona. So nje isimo sakhona nje lokhu nje kusukela ngesakadeyi ayi umayethi phansi nje wonke umuntu nje felisele ukuthi kukhona into eyenzakileyo nje kukhona igazi elichithekileyo nje kumeme.
So lapha liphila njani? Ukudla kusakhona, liyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla na?
Siyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla. Hayi khona like kukhona izitolo ezivuliweyo ezivaliweyo eziningi lezi ezempahla lamamodu landanosenisa but okokudla ayavula ama-supermarket noma kuvula ambalwa la amakhulu.
Ye ukusebenza ke kuyasetshenza yini?
Hayi ukusebenza yonke into ngathi like abasebenzi abantu ngoba abanye bensizo akade besebenza 8 hours besithi manje basebenza 2 hours. Yilokho nje okokuthi ngeke kuvele kuvalwe ngi yonke into but I think imbangela yakho kakhulu ukuthi abantu bala abaningi yilaba azingazi ukuthi nesintu ngakubeka ngokuthina ama-reservice. So makunje vele abantu abaningi emsebenzini labe bevalile ngaye ngani umuntu wasibona. So ngibe ukuthi abantu abaningi abe yebo yikho le ma company lapho kubaniwe kungenanto ehambayo kangako
manje ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho alesabi na
hayi mangamabi ngaphandle mabethaya wona ama rockets lawo but ekhulumisweni ukuphepha siphephile bayakwazi ukubavikela abantu babo laba bantu
awuzange ngicabanga ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya
hayi ayokwekhaya hayi ngoba ngiboni ngathi intethile ukudlula ekhaya mangila noma kuliwa mangabe sokuthiwa sokunzima kulama bomb shelters kodwa for now isimo sakhona I think ke singakafike kuthini especially thina ngapha because mina ngisecela zini isimo besisike ngale e-South Australia which asked uyinayisimo vele la ukuhlala khona izinto nensukini nokuzitshalele kona i-Israel uyakhonisa abantu izikhalo ukuze ukuthi
uhulumende yena owezimbabwe uke wazama ukuthi axhume abantu bezimbabwe yini khona ngapha
ngokukhona iningi nje engiyithunyelwe lalo ngomunye umzala wami but thina asina embasi la so vele angiboni ukuthi uma bengasaxhumana nathi bayaxhumana nathi njani ngoba asila embasi
lo ube ngunkosikazi Vivian Nomalanga Bhebhe inzalo yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv eIsrael exoxa leStudio 7. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga ejale lephalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba umthethwandaba obungakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo njalo omunye umfakazi ubeloba imihloliso. Abasola bamise umthethwandaba kamantshi okwesithathu e-Western Commonwealth kobulawayo besethe samacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelane lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba wawuphe ophenya icala umnumzana Tinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umnumzana Gift Ostalos Ziva umsekeli wesikhulumi sebandla le-CCC njalo emela ithabalala phelandaba edale lephalamende wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Igqwetha lezibotshwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa ngokwenzakale namhlanje ngecala leli.
So namhla uqalisileyo ye-criminal insult yeqalisileyo isithethi siyabiza ama-witnesses zawo angu-2 sukusele i-witness eli-1 umntakacomplainant. So imatter i-postponwe to the 17th of November ngoba kathesi uyabhala ama-exam umfana wesikolo. Elesibili liyabuya mhla ka-1 November for allocation of a trial date and sizanikwa ama-state papers. So mhla ka-1 November ayizoze
usiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elehlukileyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi weqembu le-Highlanders lele-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba loba ubufakazi abuphileyo bungahambelani lecala alethesa amalunga e-CCC amalungelo akhe ephulwa. Elinye ilunga le-CCC unkosikazi Zodwa Moyo uthi uyamangala ukuba ibizo lakhe likhona kungwalo zedale zamapholisa kodwa kakho kungwalo ezimbophisayo ecaleni lokuthethisa uMamoyo.
Vele ngiyamangala nxa kuthabuzwa ibizo mina ngazange ngizwe njengalokhu ngoba lapho noma kwenzakanye angange ngizwe abantu abahlabela ngomlomo ngoba wakuhlabela iredio. Iredio le yayihlabela mina ngokufika kwami ngakubona ukuthi vele sasingasekho le street ngisho neso ngiyamangala nxa ngikhulunyiswa kulelo buzo futhi igama lami ukuthi ngenzwe nangikwazi.
Amalunga edale lephalamende amabili awe-CCC usiziba lomnumzana Sarenda Kopoikulu omela iBulawayo Central edale lephalamende lamakhansila abalisa u-Elderman Ernest Rafamoyo, uThendai Masocha, ukhansila ka-Ward 20 uSimbarashe Dube nokhansila ka-Ward 13 uLovewell Mwindwe babotshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula amapholisa esithi badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo. Unkosikazi Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela i-CCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba ngunkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu lomntwana ophakathi kokuloba imihloliso. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umbikiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Hall kobulawayo, lapho inhlanganiso ebona ukutshala imali kwezamabhizimusi ezweni iZimbabwe Investment Development Agency iqale uhlelo lokuxhumana kwabazotshala amabhizimusi ebulenjini.
Emizameni yokukhulisa ibhizimusi lezokwethekelwa, unkosikazi Silibaziso Chinziwa obona ngezokutshala imali eZimbabwe uchaze ukuba uhulumende usethumele abazamela ilizwe kwele China, iRussia lakwamanye amazwe ukuze kwengezwe inani lezethekeli labalesifiso sokuzotshala imali elizweni.
Imithetho belotshwe yizika izasetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi abalamabhizinisi awe-tourism eZimbabwe. Ubana nxa bele-land kumbe banamabhizinisi abo angenamali bebe besehluleka ukuwaphakamisa, bengawafaka ngeplatform yezika sesizabadingela ama-investors okubametha lawo ukuthi behlangane bekhulumisane bevumelane ukuthi sesizahamba njani. Aidha umuntu ozainvesta uzafaka imali kumele uzathenga i-portion yebhizinisi yangkhona kumbe uzabaphakamisa ngokwenza i-contract yokumaneja ibhizinisi yakhona.
Umgcinisihlalo wezida umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthi bakhangelele ukukhuphuka kwenani lezethekeli labazosungula amabhizimusi.
Aku-investment izinto ziqhubeka kuhle, sibona abaningi izethekeli zethu zilesifiso ngijonge ukufaka imali lapha eZimbabwe. Basikhangela amaripoti yethu njengeZimbabwe Investment and Development Agency, siyabona ukuthi abantu beza ngobuningi kwezokwemba, tourism sector, umanye sachala sector njalo.
Unkosazana Barbara Rozwi leziphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe ngabanye abakade bekhona embukisweni walonyaka owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo, lapho abanxuse abathengi lezethekeli kunhlanganiso labatshali bemali ukuba baze eZimbabwe, lilizwe elilokuthula nabantu abahle. Umbukiso lo uyaphela kusasa, njalo ababukisayo bathi bayasuthiseka ngezinga labathengi abangene umbukiso walonyaka. Lonyaka amankampani aphose afike amakhulu amane 375 abukisa ehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 awemazweni agoqela iZimbabwe, iMalawi, iSouth Africa, iBotswana, iRwanda, leIran kanye nabathengi bamabhizimusi abasuka emhlabeni jikelele abedlula amachumi amathathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Amankampani aweZimbabwe aphume ngobuningi ukuzodinga ibhizimusi embukisweni oweGlobal Expo owenzela eHabron kwele Botswana kuyona liviki. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba sibi kumankampani amaningi kwele Zimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHabron kwele Botswana.
Amankampani angamachumi amabili lane i-24 angene umbukiso we-Global Expo oqhutshelwe edolobheni le-Habron kusukela ziku-11 Mfumfu usiyaphela ngomgqibelo mhlaka 14 Mfumfu. Amankampani la angaphansi kwenhlangothi ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ezilungisa impahla efana lokudla kanye lezembatho, inhlanganiso ebona ukuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi kwele Zimbabwe yezimtrade yiyo encedisa amankampani la ukuthi abukiswe e-Global Expo. Unkosikazi Nozipho Maphala wezimtrade uthi inhloso yokubukisa e-Global Expo ikuzama ukudingela amankampani aweZimbabwe imikambo etshiyeneyo phandle kwelizwe.
lama company ahlukeneyo abangenza ngokwe-tourism itself, abanye ngokuze ngokusasa material, processed foods, horticultural produce, kanye lama-services. Emkhambeni wethu sibone ukuthi kule demand for izinto ezenziwa ekhaya kakhulu wona lama-processed services lama-services engiwaqambileyo. Ngakho-ke sibe sakhangelele ukuthi sibadingele ama-markets lapha okungathengwa khona izinto zabo. Sike sathi ngo-2018 sayenza isurvey sabuzisisa ukuthi eBotswana kuyini angabe bekuswela esingakuthengisa kuvela eZimbabwe.
Umaphala uthi kule zivumelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana ezenza ukuthi kube lula ukuqhuba ibhizinisi phakathi kwamazwe omabili.
Sina futhi sele sivumelana phakathi kwethu leZimbabwe nasehulumende yaseBotswana esikubiza sekuthi bilateral trade agreement esivumela ukuthi esikwenza eZimbabwe nokwenziwa eBotswana singathengiselana ngentengo eziphansi zezikhishwa amaduty nama-tariffs ezenza ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuthi bakuthenge ngentengo ehlileyo. Lo nyaka sikhangelele ukuthi sihlangane lama-markets lama-buyers amaningi abele endaweni ezihlukeneyo i-global associate siyinkundla esikhulile esiqala amazwe amaningi ababuya ukuzodinga lapho bangathenga khona into ezihlukahlukeneyo.
Omunye okade ebukisa i-Global Expo unkosikazi Violet Mute ole nkampani eyenza impahla ngesikhumba koBulawayo uthi balethemba lokuthi ukuba khona kwabo eBotswana kuzathuthukisa ibhizimusi yabo.
I was able to bring the feeling and get into a men's field because
ngiyathaba ukuthi njengomuntu wesifazane ngayenelisa ukungena kubhizimusi yezikhumba ekade iyindawo elabesilisa kakhulu. Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngenelisa ukusungula inkampani le njalo silethemba lokuthi sizathola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
OweZimbabwe ohlala eBotswana ungene umbukiso weGlobal Expo, uMnumzana Cephas Chuma uthi ujabulile ngakubonile amankampani wekhaya wona aphume ngobunenyi, kodwa uthi isimo somnotho silakho ubuyisela emuva ezinye inhlelo uma amankampani ethe athola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
I-consistency kubhizinisi iqakathekile. Abantu abafuna ukuthi batshengise i-product namhla kusasuzwe imidolo ukuthi hayi ngisazama sathini into sokolapha. But engikubonayo ukuthi i-approach yezemthethi ukuthi bathi grow i-forex markets, foreign markets kakhulu ngoba yikho kuzabasiza ukuthi i-production layo ikhule. Ngoba ekhaya ama-projects layathengwa ngentengo ngezimali ezishiyeneyo but lapho uyabukwazi ukuthi uya-guaranteed on i-foreign currency.
Umbukiso we-Global Expo wavulwa ongosemthethweni umongameli uMokgweetsi Masisi wakweleBotswana ngolwesithathu lapho atshengise ukuthokoza ngokubona amankampani weZimbabwe ebukisa ngobuningi. Amankampani amaningi abhekane lobunzima bokwenza ibhizimusi ekhaya lapho okungela ukuhlalisika emkambo wemali okugoqela ukusetshenziswa uhlobo lwemali lwama-bond notes. Umbukiso we-Global Expo ubanjwe ngaphansi kwehloko esithi AFTEC as a springboard for improved intra-Africa trade. Kukhangelelwe isivumelwano esingaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-African Union sokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi kuzwekazi le-Africa ese-African Continental Free Trade Area. Ngomqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7, ngiSabron kweleBotswana.
Nguli viki kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi wengoma zokholo uMinenhle Dube odabuka eGwanda. Kulezinsuku ucula esePretoria kwele South Africa ezama ukuthuthukisa umculo wakhe. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Zero 1986 emajonde eGwanda asizwe imbali yakho ngamafitshane mini.
Angikhulele eGwanda ngafunda khona okwamanje ngomsebenzi sePretoria. Ngiqale ukuhlabela ngisasemncane eprimary school bengiyingxenye yeschool choir nasesecondary school njalo nasesontweni bengiyingxenye yechurch choir. Ngijoyine amanye amaqembu ezomculo ne-arts eGwanda ngikhula ngafoma namanye ama-groups esicula nje kuma-functions amaningi emfeni, emichadweni nama-competitions amaningi sathi sayafika ku-music crossroads.
akutshele abalaleli ngalomculo wakho ulamazakade amangaki njalo ingoma lezi zibhalwa ngubani
ngilengoma ezingu-13 okwamanje i-album yami yakuqala ngayirekhoda ngo-2019 namanye nje ama-singles ebengilokhu engiwarekhoda lo nyaka ngirekhode ama-singles angu-3 engiwalontshe a few weeks back ingoma eziningi ngiyazibhalela then kunezinye nje ezingama folk songs ama chorus engiwengezelela amagama
uthandela ukucula esemncane uMinenhle uthi kukhona abamenza oba nomdlandla wokufuna ukucula ingoma zokholo
abaculi inspired me endleleni yami yomculo wezokholo abafana lo Rebecca Malope uIvy Kombo neMahendele Brothers okwamanje ngisizwe ngabanye imibono endleleni yezomculo yokholo abafana noCarol Muzambi no Placidus Madora emculweni wami okwamanje ngisebenza no producer abamuthimu Diva Size
njobe umculo wakhe uyatholakala abalaleli limfakele izandla limlandele njalo nemakhathini okuzilibazisa bathele madube
ingoma zami zitholakala ku-YouTube okwamanje lingafika khona njalo sine-Facebook page lingasilandela sine-TikTok and sisazongena kwamanye ama-platforms
besigwetshisele nominese Dube ukuthi lokoza uzo Friday namhlanje esiphokelela umculo wakhe wengoma zokholo unkulunkulu yaliyilondoloze lonke libe lempela sonto enhle igama labo yenza Jesus Banda
Sibonge laphana uEzra Chisasibanda osiphe uhlelo Woza Friday sizoza njalo uhlelo lolu ngempela nge Friday elandelayo Kuliviki kuhlelo ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukulwisana okuphakathi kwe-Israel leqembu lebutho labele-Palestine ele-Hamas kanye lomumo wezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Singakehlukani sihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. IMelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke okudingekalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho eleHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo owedluleyo. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agocela amalunga edalela ePhalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila kudluliselwe phambili. Silugqiba-ke lapha lolu hlelo igama nguThabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yezi.